This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
5WB, we hope all is well in your area. Some lost some power last night and it's still out.
Yeah, National Grid reporting quite a few outages in Orleans County. So we've spoke with a couple listeners this morning. That always stinks when you wake up and you're like, what? And you just, you're not sure how many around you are out of power, but that's Orleans County.
Yeah, and it's a reminder to have a generator, batteries, backup. So thank you for checking in with us, giving us the 411 out there. Dancing is always fun, especially when it's for a great cause. The Teddy Dance for Love is a 24-hour dance marathon that benefits Camp Good Days and Special Times, an organization for children and their families dealing with cancer and other life challenges. Students from St. John Fisher College, they've been hosting this since 1982, the Teddy Dance.
And you know, there's a former B Morning Coffee Clubber that was there the first time it started, and that was Miss Terry Clifford.
Yes.
And so this Teddy Dance, we've been at this every year. And so the last couple of years I was there, and it's an hour. And we host an hour of the country music.
Country music.
Like every hour it's a different, like 80s. And so just to keep the dancers awake and going. So you're there when?
I'm going to be there tomorrow. They invited me out from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So much fun. We're putting up on our social if you want to get involved. Going to be pumping up. I think it's because I have the better dancing skills out of
probably
the three of us. I think that's what it is. I don't know. Well, yeah. Well, Hope's going on a cruise, so she's gone. Yeah, I'm a better dancer than TJ. Anyway, it's a good time. Come on. Check it out on our social. Teddy.
Now, are you ready, though? Because those kids, they're worn. Their legs are just back and forth at this point. They've been dancing all night. So you got to get in there and you got to get them motivated and get a little pep in their step.
That's what's really, I'm going in for the pump me up positive,
yes,
on the mic because they're starting tonight. It's a 24-hour dance marathon.
Yeah, which you think about and you're like, oh, it's not that hard. It is when you do it.
Well, I'm going to do a couple shots of espresso to get me pumped up, to get them pumped up, to keep dancing. Teddy Dance for Love, St. John Fisher. That's going to be so much fun. It's starting tonight. I'll be out there from 10 to 11. Come join me. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. The governor. Did you hear Wham News tell us the governor's in town?
Governor Hochul?
Yeah. If you had a chance to ask her anything, what would you ask her?
Oh, I know. I'd ask her first thing. Are you here to personally thank Josh Allen for the great season and congratulate him on his MVP? She is a huge Bills fan.
She was born in Buffalo.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And she was a big part of the new stadium and acquiring the funds for said stadium.
Okay. So that'd be a good question. Are you here to congratulate?
I bet she is.
All right, Joshy. How about you, Hope? What would you ask her?
I would ask her what her go-to country pump-up song is before she goes out to address people at press conferences and on stage and speak. I bet it's Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. I bet that's what Governor Hochul gets down to.
Pump her up. Put her in a good mood before she's in front of the crowd.
Yep,
let's go, girls.
We know how it goes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I heard your party concert siren there got worked mixed into Shania there. Wow. Look at you. You've been practicing a lot at home, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just me there most of the time, so I'm not bothering anyone.
What do you do for self-entertainment? She does the party siren.
She gets confused when she's home and when she's here, because there are people here, and we can all hear you.
92.5 WBEE. We are 1 week from the day of love.
Yeah, that's right. And what better way to celebrate it than wine and chocolate in festival form?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you can go to our website, WBEE.com, enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Summit Federal Credit Union's Rochester Wine and Chocolate Festival. Now, it's happening next Saturday, 15th, Riverside Convention Center. So celebrate Valentine's Day. She really loved this. I'm just putting that out there.
Well, many of us don't have time to prepare something great or a big event. It's handled for you already.
Yeah.
Handled already. WineandChocolateFestivals.com, 21 plus event. Even a dollar from every bottle of wine purchased will go to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Rochester. So there you go. You're giving back.
Yeah.
And enjoying wine and chocolate. It's romantic. They even have like painting wine glasses.
Yeah, they have like crafting. There's like over 75 wine chocolatiers, crafters. They have a lot of cool stuff there. So
date night. Hanging with friends.
So neat.
It's all prepared for you. Mm-hmm. You just get your tickets and show up and enjoy. The romance is all set up for you already. WineandChocolateFestivals.com. Also, we're giving away some at WBEE.com. Head on over to our contest page. Enter for your chance to win those tickets right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.